Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge. Today's topic is something we all struggle with at times, even the coolest, calmest people I know setting boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly giving and giving without getting anything back? Like you're running on fumes while others seem to have endless energy? You know that feeling when your inbox is overflowing, your phone's buzzing nonstop, and there's just this constant pressure to be on all the time? Yeah, that's a boundary breakdown in action. And it's not just about saying no, although that's part of it. Setting boundaries is about creating space for yourself, physically and mentally, so you can recharge, refocus, and show up as your best self. Think about it like this. Imagine a favorite shirt, the one that makes you feel confident and comfortable. But what happens when you wear it every day, wash it constantly, and never give it a chance to breathe? It starts to lose its shape, its color fades, and eventually, it just doesn't feel as good anymore. Boundaries are like those bricks for your favorite shirt that allow you to maintain your integrity, your energy, and ultimately your happiness. So, how do we actually implement these boundaries? Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. First, recognize your needs. What drains your energy? What makes you feel stressed or resentful? Once you identify those things, you can start to consciously create space around them. Maybe it's saying no to that extra meeting, limiting social media time, or simply carving out some dedicated me time every day. Second, communicate clearly and directly. Don't beat around the bush, let people know what you need and what your limits are. It might feel uncomfortable at first, but remember, being assertive is a sign of self-respect. You deserve to have your needs met. Think of it like this. Would you expect a doctor to operate without telling you what they're doing? Same principle applies to your own well-being. Third, practice saying no. This one's tough, I get it. But saying yes to everything just sets you up for burnout. Start small, say no to the extra coffee date or decline an invitation you know you don't have the energy for. Remember, saying no to something doesn't mean saying no to someone. It simply means choosing your priorities wisely. Fourth, set realistic expectations. Don't try to change everything overnight. Start with small, achievable goals and gradually build up from there. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day. Consistency is key when it comes to setting boundaries. Little steps add up over time. And finally, be kind to yourself. Setting boundaries takes courage and self-awareness. There will be times when you slip up or feel pressure to say yes when you want to say no. That's okay. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and keep moving forward. Think about the last time you felt overwhelmed. Was there a specific situation where you felt your boundaries were being crossed? Maybe it was the coworker who always asked for favors, the friend who constantly cancelled plans at the last minute, or even just that endless stream of notifications on your phone. Take a moment to reflect on that feeling, that sense of overwhelm and frustration. Could setting clearer boundaries have helped in that situation? Would it have made you feel more empowered and in control? It's amazing how often those little shifts can make a world of difference in our daily lives. Remember, setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's about taking care of yourself so you can be your best self for others. It's about creating space for your own needs, your own dreams, and your own well-being. And trust me, when you prioritize your own mental health, everything else starts to fall into place. So, my challenge for you today is this. Identify one area in your life where you could use some better boundaries. Maybe it's with a specific person, a certain activity, or even just a time commitment. And then, take one small step towards creating that boundary. It could be as simple as saying no to an extra task, taking a break from social media, or scheduling some dedicated me time. Remember, you deserve to feel happy, healthy, and fulfilled. So go out there, set those boundaries, and start living your best life. Until tomorrow, keep it stoic, keep it sharp, and keep on growing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.